I snapped the boy's restraints with a single concentrated thought.
What?
Yeah, and that's not all I've got. Silver flashed in the hands of the redhead's three vampire minions, who lunged at me. I flew straight up, causing them to smack into each other instead of me. Then I flung my silver knife. It landed in the blonde vampire's heart. With another concentrated thought, I gave it a hard twist and used my body's downward momentum to slam the other two vampires against the cave walls. One vampire's head hit the wall so hard that she instantly went down. But the black-haired one raised her knife and aimed for my unprotected back. With a focused thought, I yanked the knife from her hand and sent it into her chest with another hard twist. Now two of the vampires were dead.
This is too easy. If you weren't about to murder a teenager, I might feel bad about slaughtering you this way.
Stop!
I whirled to see that the red-headed witch now had the boy up against her chest, while her back was to the cave's wall.
Smart. Now her heart's protected on both sides.
Her eyes glowed with a vampire's trademark bright emerald light. She also had an ancient-looking knife pressed against the boy's throat.
One more move, and he dies.
Hurt him, and I'll rip your head off right now.
No, you won't. If your powers were that great, I'd already be dead.
Oh, a thinker.
She was right, too. I hadn't mastered the ability to use my borrowed telekinesis on people yet, especially people with supernatural energy, like vampires. But I didn't need to be able to control her to stop her. I focused on her knife, and then yanked with all the mental strength I had. To my shock, the blade didn't even budge. If snakes could grin, their smiles would look just like the one the redhead flashed me, showing her newly extended fangs.
Your impressive abilities are useless against enchanted objects, intruder.
Really? Guess life's a bitch until one kills you.